The aviation area forecast is a forecast of general weather conditions over an area the size of several states. The forecast is used to determine forecast en route weather and to interpolate conditions at airports for which no terminal forecasts are issued. The area forecast is issued 3 times a day, one for each of the 6 areas in the lower 48 states, and is made up of 4 sections, a communications and product header section, a precautionary statement section, a synopsis, and a VFR clouds weather section. Figure 16 shows the area forecast. Remember, distances are in statute miles. To get a complete picture, use the area forecast along with in-flight advisories, the AirMets and SIGMETs I talked about earlier. Together, the area forecast and the in-flight weather advisories can help you understand the big picture. So look at Figure 16 and ask yourself what sky conditions and type of obscurations division are forecast for Upper Michigan in the western portions from 02 Zulu until 05 Zulu. Near the bottom is Upper Michigan. It's right above Lower Michigan. And the first line under Upper Michigan is western portions, AGL, 3,000 scattered, scattered to broken, 5,000. The question asks you what sky condition and type of obscurations division are forecast for Upper Michigan in the western portions from 02 Zulu to 05 Zulu. So you've got to read to where it says 02-05Z, becoming ceilings overcast 1,000, visibilities 3 to 5 statute miles in mist. The outlook is for IFR with ceilings in mist. The answer is ceilings becoming 1,000 feet overcast with visibilities 3 to 5 statute miles in mist. All of these reports, the METAR, the TAF, and this area forecast leave out the last 2 digits of the cloud height. So when this thing says OVC010, you have to add 2 zeros to that. In other words, 10 becomes 1,000. 1 becomes 100. Let's look at the Chicago section. It says CHICFA 24-1945. That means that the forecast was prepared on the 24th day of the month at 1945 Zulu. Synopsis and VFR clouds and weather. The synopsis is valid until the 25th day of the month at 1400. The clouds and weather is valid until the 25th at 0800. Here, I'll read you a question. The Chicago FA forecast section is valid until the 25th at... The question asks, the Chicago FA forecast section is valid until the 25th at... The forecast section is not the synopsis section. The synopsis is valid until 1400. And it's not the outlook section either. It's the clouds weather section, which is valid until 08 Zulu. Right next to it, it says outlook valid on the 25th at 08 Zulu to the 25th at 1400 Zulu. Well, one of the incorrect answer choices is 14 Zulu. The other is 1945. So 1945 is the time the forecast was prepared. 14 Zulu is the valid time of the outlook. The valid time of the forecast is 08 Zulu. Let's go back to Upper Michigan for the eastern portions. What sky condition and visibility are forecast for the Upper Michigan in the eastern portions after 23 Zulu? Eastern portions. The question is, what sky condition and visibility are forecast for Upper Michigan in the eastern portions after 23 Zulu? Well, let's look. Eastern portions. Let's see. 23 Zulu. Second line. 23 Zulu. Ceilings. Overcast 1,000. Visibility 3 to 5 statute miles in light, rain, and mist. The answer is ceilings 1,000 feet overcast 3 to 5 statute miles visibility. While we're looking at this figure, what is the outlook for the southern half of Indiana after 07 Zulu? So look at Indiana, very bottom of the page. Indiana, we have a northern half and a southern half. What is the outlook for the southern half of Indiana after 07 Zulu? Well, in order to look at that, you have to know what you're looking for. It says there, southern half, scattered 5,000, scattered to broken at 10,000, tops 12,000, 07 Zulu, scattered 3,000 AGL, scattered 10,000, outlook VFR. The answer is VFR. That's the outlook after 07 Zulu. It's for 3,000 scattered, 10,000 scattered, VFR. The further into the future these things go, the less specific they are.